Those voters who choose to participate in person go to a check-in examiner, mark their ballots, and place the ballot in a tabulating machine. Who are these people, the poll workers? How do they know what to do, and how are they kept honest? Town and city clerks are making poll worker preparations now. Kingston Town Clerk Paul Gallagher. Let's talk about the election workers. Who are these people?
Our election workers come from the general population throughout the town. We pay them an hourly salary, and they're people that want to get involved in helping with the election. We have a pretty solid group here in Kingston.
How do you screen them?
They fill out an application here in the office, and we have a couple of words with them, see if they have experience in elections or office experience, because it's a lot of clerical-type function.
Do you screen people out?
There are people that have come in. They had interest more so to see that we were doing it right. I don't know without any experience how you can check to see if we're doing it right.
What do you tell the people who check in voters?
Instruct them on the basics of what goes on at the poll, what their function may be, give them an explanation of what's going to be expected of them, and then we'll assign people to work with someone that's been there quite some time. And it's very clerical, very basic. It's questioning people's address, their name, providing them with a ballot.
And the key thing there is to repeat their address and name.
That's so that we can be assured that you are the right person. And it also allows the people that may be monitoring the election outside the perimeter of the precinct of who's actually voting.
So as a voter, I take my ballot and I go to the booth. What if I have difficulty? Can I get help?
Yes, there's always an opportunity for help if you need it. Not on who to vote for or who's running. We can provide help, and it's typically someone from your party. If you're unenrolled, it would be someone from both parties that will go and help you to explain to you how the process in filling out in the ballot works.
Then the voter goes to the person at the ballot box. That person is?
The ballot box inspector will be there for you to guide you in processing your ballot.
And what do you tell these ballot box inspectors?
Privacy is the biggest thing that we go over with both the inspectors that are doing check-in and the ballot box inspector. You don't want to be trying to view their ballot and who they voted for.
At the beginning of each election day, you have a pep talk. What do you tell them?
Listen, this is how it's going to start. We're going to get ready. We know the process. If you have questions, ask right away. Don't delay. We have about 5 to 8 precinct workers in each poll. One of those people will be assigned the warden. Wardens are those that have experience from previous elections. That warden is there to answer questions for the poll workers if they have them. If the warden can't answer the question, they go with that question to the assistant clerk or the clerk.
Have you ever fired an election worker?
We haven't fired anybody. It had been an occasion or two where we haven't asked people to return. Maybe they don't understand the flow or understand what their roles and responsibilities are.
Charles Matheson, WATD News.